The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
My dear, I'll give you 60 seconds to disappear.
Dr. Jones speaking.
Okay. Really? Already? But we have major problems here. I don't think...
Destruction and creation
when?
Are the same thing after all.
Yes, of course. I said I'd do whatever I could, and I meant it. I understand completely. And once this is done, you'll tell me what I asked? Then just leave it to me. Nurse Green, Joanna, I've had a memo to expect an emergency incoming in the next few minutes. Can you please make room 6 ready?
Right away, Dr. Jones.
Seriously, you know it's just Amy.
Sure. Sorry, Amy, I'll do it right now.
Thanks. Now where? Ah, there. Sister Agnes! Sister!
Dr. Jones, is everything okay?
Sorry to bother you just as you're leaving, but... I need you to tell your superior that I'll be coming back.
Really? Are you sure, dear?
Oh, I'm positive. Tell them I will definitely be coming back.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic news. I will be certain to tell her, my child. And in the meantime, have a wonderful evening nurturing the souls of those who have become recently downtrodden.
Oh, I plan to. Take care.
God bless you, my child.
Right. Now, where's my patient?
Doc, we have a 17-year-old African-American female suffering from dehydration and a very high fever.
Okay, let's take a look. Any other symptoms?
Her friends are right behind us. They said they were there when it started.
Let's get her into room 6. Is it ready?
Yes, doctor.
Good. Come on, then. Wow, kid, you seriously look like shit.
What's that? Amy?
Of course. Thought I told you to try and stay away from here.
Coming back. Not intentional.
Stay quiet and rest. We'll take care of you. She's burning up fast. Now, when did her friend say it started?
They said...
My God, she looks pale.
Steph! Steph! How are you doing?
Okay. You're her friends, I gather. Not quite what I expected. No D? Okay, then. I'm guessing I can rule out drug use here. I'm not trying to stereotype you, you understand?
No, I'm Sahi, and no drugs that I'm aware of.
No. No drugs.
Okay, so, when did this start?
I don't know, really. Around 6:30, maybe? About 20 minutes or so ago?
Well, she is running a high fever, and it's going up. Nurse, get her into a gown. Then get these blood samples to the lab and get us as many cooling blankets and ice packs as you can find. We need to get her temperature down.
No problem. Help me with her, please.
Sure. Here, you guys kind of low on staff.
Yeah, later. Just help, okay?
Steph, it's okay. Just relax, and we're going to get you better.
Right. Current temperature is 102.5. That's not good.
What does that mean? What's fucking wrong with her?
I don't know. We need to focus on keeping her cool. A few more degrees higher, and we'll start to see some real damage.
She was just sitting with us, eating a burger, and I've seen someone become so ill so quickly.
Okay, you three with me.
This is really bad, isn't it?
She's still lucid, so I don't want her hearing this. Her body is showing signs of extreme hyperthermia, which is close to crossing over into hyperexia.
Doc, English, please.
She's getting hotter internally. Her blood is heating up.
What? Why?
I don't know yet. But it's happening very quickly if the readings the paramedics took are correct.
Is she in danger?
Let me put it this way. If it keeps up at this pace, she'll be dead within the hour.
The Line. Arc 1, Living on a Prayer. Episode 7, Sito.
Come on, Doc. You've got to have some clue what's wrong with her.
There are people working on it in the lab. They'll look at her blood, which is the most likely place to find a cause for these sort of symptoms.
I should contact her family.
Yeah, they'll be home by now. I can't believe this. She just started to trust...
In herself. Trusted in herself. She went to... Really, really bad period of self-doubt.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can't keep this self-fulfillment improving, shall we?
Here's the eyes. These are the last of the cooling blankets.
Really? Okay, fine. Steph, can you hear me?
Yeah. I feel like shit boiled over, Amy. What's wrong with me?
That's what we need to figure out. First, we need to get your temperature down. The cooling blankets are going to help with that.
Oh, great. I'll be shit frozen over.
Exactly. Thanks, Joanna. You'd better check on the other wards.
Her parents are on their way.
In that case, I should really ask for you three to leave. Only family are technically allowed.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm a psychologist.
And I'm her, spiritual... advisor. Psychologist, really?
And I'm... Okay, I got nothing. But she's my friend.
Fine, I don't care. Stay until her family get her, but then I will drag you out myself, okay?
It's all right. I believe we all understand, correct? And we'll comply for now.
What the shit is that?
Nothing good.
Doctor, we're in code black. CDC en route. We're locking down.
Ah, shit. Look, stay here.
CDC? What the fucking fuck is that? What's a code black?
It means sit your ass down and shut up, sister. I don't need you up in my face. Hey!
Going on!
Are you fucking crazy? Let me go!
Hold on. CDC? I watch house. That means...
Yes. There is some sort of airborne intoxicant in the hospital. And as it's been detected just minutes after Steph came in, I'll bet all the money in my pocket it's whatever is boiling her like an egg. That means you lot are almost definitely infected, and I probably am too. So let the fuck go of me, and let me do my job before we take every single person in this hospital down with us.
Fine. Shit, man, go!
Lock us in. You know what to do. Get the air system shut down. Confine all patients to bed. Get all visitors in one place. No one comes in or goes out of the hospital. Keep it here for now. We only tell Central if it spreads, okay?
But, Doctor, there's only...
Do I sound like I want to debate this? Do it now! Right.
So now we're canned in here with whatever this motherfucking shit is. And how exactly is that supposed to help save Steph, Doc?
If we can figure out what's wrong with her, cure her, and make sure we're not infectious too.
Yes, Doctor.
Basically, if we can all survive the night, then I can get my colleagues to sign us off and we can all go back to living our lives, no harm done.
Your colleagues?
CDC requires 3 attendings to confirm that infection is under control before lockdown is lifted.
But you're the only fucking doctor in here. How the hell are the others gonna know?
Others? Yeah. As you pointed out, we're a bit light on staff. This could be a big problem.
Why?
Because I have no way of getting treatment for Steph except what is already in here. I can contact the lab, but I can't double-check any of their work. We are completely on our own, and I'm the only slightly qualified person in the room.
I wouldn't say only.
Really?
Yes.
You want to bet her life on that?
No. Look, I'm willing to try.
Good. Hey, what's your name, kid?
Joe. Joe Holt.
Okay, Joe. I need you to stay next to her. Keep an eye on this panel. If her temperature continues to rise, you shout for me. Every 2 points of a degree, I want you to yell, okay?
If it does carry on rising, what then?
She'll become delirious. And not long after, probably fall into a coma. Another one. You need to try and keep her conscious. Talk to her.
What about us?
You two are going to analyze what little data is in my bag. Compare samples, you know, stuff like that. We still have a chance of beating this.
Doctor! Dr. Jones, come back here!
What? Is she...
The readout says 103 degrees. The ice doesn't seem to be helping.
Ah, shit. She's heating back up even faster. Okay, use the packs as best you can, especially on her head. We need to keep her brain and her core cool. Start piling them on.
Wow, okay, Steph's boobs?
Need skin contact, Joe. Don't go all prude on me, she's your friend. Holler if she hits 104, but I don't think it's gonna be long, damn it.
Amy, why are we back? Gabriel said I have things to do. We need to find Gabriel.
Okay, kid, you'll find him once you're out of...
Gabriel's a girl. And she's not out there. She's in here. Deep, deep, deeper in here.
Rest, Steph.
Oh, Joe. You're my prophet. You're profiting me.
What? I am, but... profiting?
Just keep talking to her. I'll be right back.
So where do we start?
These are blood samples and files of other patients who have died from intense internal overheating. I haven't had time to examine any of them. I want you two to use this microscope and look for anything strange. Anything that doesn't look like the sample on the other microscope.
Oh, great. Right back to college chem. Okay. Sounds simple enough. Are we looking for anything in particular?
Look for any similarities among the samples. Use the normal blood here as the control. The lab will have Steph's results back to us soon, and
hold on. You're just carrying around these files and samples of blood. Blood from patients with the same symptoms as Steph. This just doesn't add up. When were they here?
Well... You know, it's funny, because when you're a lawyer, you often know when people aren't telling you the whole truth. So what aren't you telling us?
She isn't the first case I've seen like this. There have been 25 others in the past 48 hours, and 15 of them were medical staff, hence our problem.
15? How is this hospital still open?
It isn't official. We're transferring patients to other state hospitals, but it's taking time, and we're the only fully serviced hospital within 40 miles of here. We can't just close.
Was the virus already present in the hospital? Could Steph have picked it up when she was here last?
That's what I suspect. She was here on Friday, but we've not detected anything in the air until tonight. We've kept public information to a minimum, but all the paramedics were under instructions to bring anyone with the same symptoms straight here.
What happened to the rest, the 25? Doc, don't fucking pussyfoot around this shit or
they're all dead.
Dead? All of them?
Yes. Very quickly, too. Within about, 40, 50 minutes from the first signs of the fever.
Oh, my God. Jesus, fuck, that means Steph has got 20 minutes to go.
16 at my count. Of course, we were better prepared. The cooling blankets helped, initially. Come on, those samples. Quicker the better. We need to find something. There must be something. This has to be in the blood.
Dr. Jones!
Joe?
She's over 104. She's burning up.
Jesus. Stephanie?
So many lights. So many bright lights. Granddad, why did you go? We were getting so close.
Shh. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We're taking care of you. Just keep calm.
Please, can you just, I don't know, do something?
Believe me, kid, I'm trying to.
She's so important.
Oh, I know she is. I know exactly how important. Just try to keep her conscious, but don't let her move around too much.
How is she?
It's not good. She doesn't have long before there will be real brain damage. Just keep going, I'm... Oh, what now? Joanna, what?
Is my daughter in there? Is she all right? Dr. Jones, let us in right now. I demand to see her.
I'm sorry, Amy. They forced their way in. We haven't got enough people to guard the doors.
It's fine. It's fine. Mr. Davies, Steph is in here with me.
I'm not going to ask again. She is 17. The law demands you let me see her.
Mr. Davies, I need you to be calm.
Calm? Calm! She's in a hospital for the second time this year, and now... What's wrong with her? What's going on in here? Who are these people?
Mr. Davies, please. They brought your daughter in and are helping me try and save her. We are dealing with what looks to be a highly infectious virus, which you and your wife have now exposed yourself to by entering this building. I am hoping it is localized within this room, but we just don't know yet.
Oh, Lord, Steffi. Oh, no.
Now, I am doing everything I can to save her, believe me. But I need to focus, and I need quiet. Take your wife and go sit down. I will make sure you are updated regularly.
Okay. Dr. Jones, how is she?
It's not good, Paul. I won't lie to you. Please, just let me work.
So the family are here, huh?
Yes.
Good luck. They're even more of a handful than her.
I'm well aware of that. Trust me.
When are you getting the results of Steph's blood work?
as soon as the lab calls to say that they're done.
Well, can we send someone down to chase them? Do they know how urgent this is?
Sahi, yes, they know. And I don't have a large supply of help, if you recall. Please focus on the samples.
Ugh. There must be something.
No, you need to stay with this. This is the way.
She cannot die like this.
Please, Sahi, the samples. The answer must...
I don't want to look at the blood samples anymore. It's a bloody waste of time. Look at her. Look at her. Even if we find a match, there isn't going to be enough time to put anything together. I'm not a moron. We only have minutes.
Hey, take it easy.
Please calm down.
I am so very tired of being told to calm down. Do you have any clue as to what's going on? I mean, do you even know what she means to the world?
No.
And why should you? I was supposed to be telling her so much tonight. I had an entire library of books en route from England, but they're all delayed and... stupid Icelandic volcano. Oh! Damn it! No one has any idea how important she is, least of all her. This was the time. This was the time to prepare. There's just so much to do. And we're losing time here. We're just losing time! Oh! Oh, fuck me!
You think there's so much to do? We don't have time here. Right now? We need to focus.
I know. I'm sorry. Oh.
No, it's okay.
Just, no, please, I knocked them over and I...
Would you not?
What is this?
That's just...
It's Stephanie's file. This has a blood work result in it from her checkup last week.
I must have left it in my bag. It doesn't mean...
No, just look. Look at your notes. Here, at the top.
The serotonin levels? Well, we put her on antidepressants after she woke up. They're often found to help.
Steph was on happy pills?
Yes. She was prescribed them for a month. Then her granddad died, and she asked to stay on them for longer.
And you think that this somehow wasn't relevant?
Should it be? Lots of people take antidepressants. Half the town is on one type or another.
God, are you even a real doctor? You know, I have no idea if high serotonin levels can bake you from the inside, but I can damn well show you that these other patients suffered from depression as well. Look at their files.
Wow. I never got to reading them. I had so much to do. And, oh my God.
Sahi, you fucking genius woman, you.
Wait. Let's not get excited. This doesn't tell us what's wrong with her.
No, but it gives us something. Is there anything that high serotonin levels can do to the body?
Oh, lots of things. Nothing like this that I can think of.
Well, think. Read. Google it if you have to. That's gotta be it.
Fucking bastards.
What?
We have minutes.
Come on, Doc.
I can't... I don't know.
Okay, Amy, listen to me. This is all going to sound insane, but... it's all I have to motivate that brain of yours into working this problem with me. Okay? Stephanie is special. Really special. Even she doesn't even know how special. The coma she was in, she was chosen. Amy, are you religious?
I have been going to church recently, yes.
And you believe in God? You believe in his power over us? That we are all his children?
Yes, I do.
Stephanie is God's child. He has a plan for her, and many would see it go unfulfilled. We will all be worse off if she does not survive this day. I know that this doesn't make any sense, and I know that I'm not giving you a tenth of the information you need to believe a word I'm saying, but she is worth more than all of us put together. A million times over. She truly is, Amy, if... Do you understand what I'm saying? It's absolutely crucial. You do everything you can to save her. Now.
Well, I think you broke her, Sahi.
No. No, I'm okay. I think I know what's wrong with her. She is reacting to the massive amounts of serotonin in her body, yes. Treating it like a toxin. Her muscles are in spasm. Her hypothalamus thinks she's freezing, so it's heating her up. She has serotonin syndrome. An impossibly extreme case, but still, that must be what it is.
Okay, what do we do?
I need to sedate her fully.
Isn't she already unconscious?
Not completely. And I need her deep under. So her brain all but shuts down. We get that, it'll stop reacting to the serotonin levels, her muscles relax, and her temperature goes down.
Sure?
No. But she's dead in a few minutes if we do nothing.
Point.
Okay, here we go.
She's at 108.5. I couldn't keep her awake.
That's okay. If this works, she's going to be absolutely fine.
108.6.
Come on, kid. I can't be wrong. Not after...
How long should this take?
I don't know. This is all new territory for me.
0.7.
Fuck, come on, kid.
0.8.
Oh, I guess. It was always a long shot.
No. No! Come on! Come on, Steph. You've been in an impossible coma. You woke up and we were prepared to put you down for good. You were walking fully again in weeks with not a scratch on you. Come on and beat this bitch.
0.7.
Please, Steph, this can't be my fault. This can't be. What did you just say?
0.7. And now 0.6. 0.4. 0.1.
My God.
It worked.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Yes. All right, still dropping.
Is that it? Is she gonna be okay?
We need to get her serotonin levels back to normal. A massive detox. But, yes. She's coming out of the woods, it would seem. I hope, before any permanent damage. She is a tough one, though.
Thank you, Doctor. Really. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I just hope it... You just keep an eye on her, okay? And it's Amy. Seriously, everyone, it's just Amy.
Thanks, Amy. Wait. What caused this? You said it was rare. But 26 people in 2 days?
I know. Let me look into it. I'll keep you updated, Sahi, I promise. Joanne, are you out there?
Yeah. What's going on? I heard all the shouting.
We did it. She's going to be okay. It's not a virus, and it's not airborne.
Odd you should say that. I just had a call from Callum in the lab. They're not showing anything in the air now. They think it was a false alarm. Oh, and I've got the results. Massive levels of serotonin in her...
Uh-huh. Already there. So no toxins. Does that mean we can all go home?
I don't know, Amy. We're supposed to have sign-off from three
Joe, fuck the three attendings! Just count me and the two women in here, okay? We're the three.
Amy, you know I can't.
Yeah, you can. I need a shower and a sleep, and you need to go see your kid. Come on, that's more than enough for one night.
Well, I guess. It's only us who know, okay?
Thanks. I'm going to my office. I need you to get the other nurses who are still on duty and have them throw out any antidepressants we have in the building. The whole lot.
Make sure no patients are taking them, okay?
Sure. Won't that cause problems?
I'm going to speak with State now and get a new batch in. Don't worry, it's over. No more overheating crazy.
All right, I'll check in after I'm done.
Don't bother. Do that, find someone to cover you, and go home. We'll all still be here in the morning.
No problem, Amy. Good night.
What an evening. Better get the main points down now. This is Dr. Amy Jones, attending GP at All Saints on Monday, 19th April, 2010. I've just treated a Miss Stephanie Davies for what appears to be serotonin syndrome. She... Fuck! Jesus. How am I going to explain this shit? How was I so fucking stupid? 25 people. How can I explain that?
Yes. How exactly, Dr. Jones?
How? I had no idea this was the plan, Agnes. He never even suggested it would involve others.
You didn't need to know what the plan was. All you had to do was follow orders. Commandments, if you will.
She's so young. And all those people. All of them. For her. Why?
Why does the Lord God ask anything of his people? It is his right.
Bullshit!
Am I to assume that all future promises to visit will now not be kept?
I don't think so. No, sister. It would seem it's just not what I was cut out for.
That is a great pity. The Holy Father felt you had such potential.
Well, then you can tell him what a disappointment I am. Maybe he can find somebody else to carry out his dirty work.
Oh, he already has, dear. No point wasting time on you. It was clear you weren't up for the task.
I could report you.
And reveal your gross negligence in the deaths of your colleagues. So busy running around preparing for your young friend that you didn't even check to see what medication they were taking.
I had no fucking idea they were connected to stuff. I thought...
You thought you were doing the Lord's work, and that is admirable. But when it came to the true task, when he tested you, you showed the faith of Peter trying to walk on water and sank into the sea.
She is so much more than you. Than me. I could see it in Sahi's eyes. She is who you tried to make me. To make me.
Just be aware, Amy, that you're on your own now. He won't protect and guide you. You failed him twice, and his forgiveness is at an end.
Well, tell him from me that I don't need his fucking protection. I have my God, and that has nothing to do with him.
Then may your God have mercy on your soul.
May he indeed, for all that I've done. If only I'd known.
One, not in love, not in the evening. Brown speaking.
Hello, Amy. It's time.
Really? Already? But we have major problems here. I don't think...
We have perfected the method and it is now time to act. She has been subjected to our influence and she is on her way to you. You must make sure she never leaves the hospital again. She has been a thorn in all our sides long enough.
When?
In a mere matter of minutes. You will tell them nothing. You will give them no recourse. You must act as if you wish to protect and save her, but you must make sure that you do neither of those things. It is vital, this time, that you do not fail.
Yes, of course. I said I'd do whatever I could, and I meant it.
I hope so, because I guarantee, if you do not succeed now, all will be lost. Everything we have all worked for. So you know what must happen, yes?
I understand.
Good. Sister Agnes will be awaiting your message. She will make sure you have room to work. This is the day that was prophesied, Amy Jones. The day that you, God's chosen warrior, struck Satan in his heart, and the daughter of the unclean one was slain.
And once this is done, you'll tell me what I asked?
Oh, yes, Amy. Everything. You will know of the power and of the glory. You will know of the 1826... You will know the true love of the great almighty Father.
Then just leave it to me.
Let the countdown begin.
Next time, Across the Line.
If you want to talk more about your family, that's fine. But I wonder if you'd like to tell me what you've been thinking about recently.
Sex, mainly.
Don't you D me. You've totally left me on the shelf these past months. You didn't even tell me when you got rushed to the hospital.
I've been hearing the stories about you at church. My slut of a daughter.
Well, I was wondering, how's Tom?
Nobel Prize winners don't whine about comic books.
No, Mom, come on, I'll study harder.
On the ground now, face the floor.
What do you exactly think I've done?
Oh, stop fucking staring at her, would ya? Because then she's gonna see us, and then she'll be mad, and she'll call us names, and I don't want to deal with it.
Episode 8, coming November 15th, 2010. Only at PendantAudio.com.
You sure know how to tempt a girl.
Whole future signed, sealed, and delivered.
Featuring the voice talents of Tanya Milievich as Stephanie Davies, Catherine Pride as Kitty Shadow, Xander Mobus as Joe Holt, M. Sierra Garcia as Sahi, Kim Giannopoulos as Dr. Amy Jones, Pete Mylan as Paul Davies, Michael Hudson as Bishop Francis, Mindy Rast as Sister Agnes, and Bernadette Groves as Nurse Joanna Green. Written and directed by Chris Britton, with edits and additions by M. Sierra Garcia, extra editing by Bex. Opening theme, The Hunt, composed by Kai Hartwig of HartwigMedia.com. Additional music from Kai Hartwig of HartwigMedia.com as follows. Medium track 6. Additional music by Josh Woodward of JoshWoodward.com. I Want to Destroy Something Beautiful from Dirty Wings. produced by Pendant Productions. The line created by Chris Britton, copyright 2010, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.